Last time on Dungeons and Dickheads. After having been handed over to the police by the Prince of Thieves, the party found themselves locked up and separated. Between some less than successful attempts to charm or confuse the guards, the trio were interviewed by the Chief Inspector, who turned out to be Captain Leafrunner's father. On finding out what really happened to his daughter, he revealed that they had been investigating Rough Reaper, but could not act as they did not want to break the illusion of working with the Thieves Guild. He therefore agreed with Porkai that he would make preparations so they could escape overnight. However, Tok, not knowing the plan, staged a breakout, also freeing Ramona the Dwarf and some goblins who had been arrested for protesting outside of town. Now the guards were alerted, the chief decided to let Tok knock him out in order to make the escape look genuine. After nullifying the guards as peacefully as possible, the party left the prison, but not before they collected their things and Porkai took an axe that belonged to the crazed murderer they'd met in the cells. Unfortunately, and unknown to the others, the axe contained a curse which quickly took hold of Porkai. Outside, an envelope appeared seemingly from nowhere, containing the party's share of profits from the tavern at the compound, and a mysterious message to follow the Nightingale. Unable to decide on what to do next, a mysterious voice decided to take action, stating that they would decide the party's next adventure. Standing in the streets of Spaulding, Tok takes a long look at the letter in her hand. "Follow the Nightingale," she traces with her finger. Under it, an outline drawing of a bird, the same one that was on the note attached to the Lute of Illusions. Fate had somehow drawn her into this mess, investigating Lelfie's death, leading to the various attempts on her life, the bank job, and the subsequent events in the prison. But the notes meant there was more to this than just fate. Someone was guiding her, watching her, and it was time to find out who. She was suddenly pulled from her thoughts by the call of a bird overhead. She didn't even need to give it a longer look. She knew it was a mighty nightingale. It is over to you. You are stood in the streets of Spaulding. Tok has just heard a nightingale fly overhead. What are you doing?
Did we hear the nightingale fly overhead?
Yes.
Oh, look, there's a nightingale.
It's flying overhead.
Yes, over all our heads.
I've checked. It is indeed over everybody's head.
Tok, like have metaphor. You seen the nightingale?
I just conjure minor illusion. Just a load of little nightingales floating around me. They're just chilling.
So it's flying off at this point. It's keeping going.
Follow that bird.
Catch that pigeon. Sorry, I mean nightingale.
I'm going to run after it.
Okay, so it's fairly clear. You can see it as you run through the streets. It very quickly leaves the town and heads over. It flies over a dense forest.
Are you continuing into the forest? To animals, you could have beckoned it back.
Could have, yes. But counterpoint, I didn't think to. Asterix, I've got one eye on the football. Sorry, podcast listeners.
You see, this is the thing. Really, I think we need like a bell, because I was going to suggest that, but I was letting Dave finish his sentence. But of course, his sentence was the nightingale has flown away. So maybe we need a kind of bell that we can ring.
I thought that's what we had. Oh, okay.
Like, done now, yeah. You can move on to the next plot point, but the bell ain't being rung. So can Shitey shout after it?
We'll just follow it. We'll follow it. I don't think it's going to talk to us.
Okay. I mean, don't bother trying.
I'm not burning my spell slot.
So you have left the town. It is flying over a forest. Are you going in? What are you doing?
Oh, we certainly are. We're following it right in.
Yeah, right in there.
Okay. I love the forest.
You can, of course, now not see the nightingale because the trees are in the way. It is flying over the forest. There are trees in front of you. There are trees to the left and the right.
Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah. What are you doing? What direction are you heading?
Oh, Shitey, just call it. Quickly, just say, nightingale, stop.
Fine, I'll burn a spell slot, which we will definitely need later to do speak to animals and shout after a bird.
Oh, I thought you just could naturally do it. Is it a spell?
It's a spell, yeah.
Burn it anyway. You've got loads.
Dave, I'm burning... Is it Angerbell? Is it more than 10 metres away from us, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it won't work then, will it?
No.
No? Won't work. Nearly won't work.
Brilliant.
No, how about if I catapult shitey?
I'm over your 10, was it £10 limit?
Something like that, yeah.
Right, okay.
I pay attention.
Well, what time of year is it? Is it flying south for the winter?
Well, it's kind of flying to the west when you saw it.
Let's go west then.
No singing.
I mean, I'm tempted.
No.
Go west!
No. Go west!
I specifically demanded no singing.
We can't afford the copyright.
Yeah, it's true. We'll dive west.
Okay. As you continue, you go on for about another half hour. It's just really dense trees. Porky, you're not sure about this. You've just got a feeling. As you enter a bit of a clearing, you just feel something's not quite right. Just for mechanic explanation, this is Porky's passive perception, mm-hmm. which means he is noticing things that the others perhaps aren't.
Hey, you two, I'm noticing things that perhaps you two haven't, and it ain't feeling good in my water.
What do you say that? But you haven't noticed. Your flies are undone at the moment, young man.
Joke's on you. I don't have any flies.
I can see the pork eye.
Well, you can see. Does everything have to be about Winkies with you, Ronson?
Well, what can I say? It's such a splendid specimen you have there, young man. I couldn't help but notice it winking at me.
It's as thick as it is wide. Anyway. I've lost track of what the adventure was.
So you were noticing things.
Yeah, you have you have worked out that there's something not quite right, because you're quite good in, like, forests and stuff. So if you want to try and work out a bit more, you can do a perception check or investigation or survival.
I was exactly going to say, I'm going to roll for perception, please and thank you. I'm good at D&D now. Blue, blue.
I mean, you say that. You didn't even try to talk to it, so...
7.
Is that with your plus 5?
It is indeed.
So, you know something's not right, but you can't quite place it. All you really know is that this clearing with nothing really in it, it's just a bit strange. You suspect maybe someone had been here before. It just doesn't look quite right.
Yeah, you two. I suspect someone's been here before. It doesn't look quite right.
What, can you elaborate? How do you mean it doesn't look quite right? What's...
I point to a pile of shit on the ground. I'm like, oh yeah, that's human.
I rolled a 7. I cannot elaborate further.
do we know that's human excrement?
Well, yes. Have you not examined your own feces?
Well, but I'm not an expert when it comes to... the feces of various mammals or any animal, mammal or not.
So at this point, what formation are you travelling in? Are you one long line? Are you one in front of the other?
That's football talk. You'll have to take that.
Say we're in a triangle. What do you reckon?
I think since I'm the tank, I'm the tip of the spear, and you two are flanking me, and 10... plus feet behind is Ray, bringing up the rear.
It's funny because I was going to say, I think these two are probably quite far forward in the action, and I'm probably quite far back. I think I might be behind a tree, Dave.
Away from Shite, though, just so we can...
Somebody's got to look after Shitey. Shitey needs the help. Somebody's got to look after him.
10 feet away.
I don't know. Really hard.
So, Shitey, I need... As you put your foot on what just looks like a pile of leaves, you hear a mechanical grinding of metal And I need a dexterity saving throw, please.
A dexterity saving throw from a dwarf.
Dexterity.
Dexterity.
It's the Ewoks.
16.
Okay, so you manage to roll faster than your frame would suggest you could. Out of the way of the bear trap, which snaps just centimetres away from your feet.
Just like real life, I'm quite agile for a big guy.
So it turns out that was what you you worked out, that this obviously was some sort of camp, probably going to be traps.
Right. I find the nearest stick on the ground and I start poking around on the ground, well, see if there's any more traps.
I'll do a perception check.
Okay.
And see if I can aid this, or I would do if I can, oh, it's there. Perception check. I have to go. Just give me a while. There we go. It's another seven.
Seven.
Okay, so you're having a look around on the ground, sort of, you know, very gingerly. You do notice one sort of bit of raised pile of leaves, which you expect is probably another one of these bear traps, but that's all you see.
Well, maybe I'll go stand on it to find out.
Are you standing on it to find out?
No. I will get a rock and toss the rock onto it.
If this was a few weeks ago,
rock,
you would have put your dick in it. So I feel like you've grown. You've grown as an adventurer.
Well, this is character progression, everyone.
Hooray!
It is. This is my character arc. Is
to be fair, if you did put your penis in it, we wouldn't have to worry about you doing that anymore.
I've been reading a lot of Joseph Campbell's, you know, A Hero's Journey, of course, and that's the journey that I think Ronson is going on, is that he is walking towards not putting his penis in everything.
A real free act structure for Ronson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just get a largest rock and push it or throw it onto it.
Yeah, and as you thought, a trap springs up from the leaves. Grinding on the rock.
Has my pointy stick found anything in the floor?
Give me either a survival or a investigation, whichever you prefer.
I'm going to do investigation because it's higher. Ooh. It is a 2+4.
you poke at another pile of poo. You poke at what looks like another mound, like Ronson found, but it quickly shrieks as a squirrel jumps up from under it and runs off. But you don't find any traps.
Ronson, could you use your windy powers to blow a path ahead of us?
What I was about to say is, I don't think I've got any windy powers apart from my flatulence. However, I do have, it's a cantrip, isn't it? So I can use it as much as I want. I do have mold earth, so I could shift some earth around all around us and see if it sets anything off.
Could that be something that we could do, Dave, as we're walking?
Yeah, I could do it as we're walking. Yeah.
I mean, I could, yeah, you could do that, or I could, everyone could stand back and I could do a thunder wave.
Now, your history with Thunderwave has killed Ronson twice, if I remember right, and knocked me on my arse, but I'm hard, so I got back up again. Are you sure a Thunderwave is a good idea?
You just need to be 15 foot away from me. You could just back up. Just back up. I found a squirrel. We might kill a few squirrels. There might poo fly, might fly at you, but Thunderwave could work.
Right, so it's a problem. It's a problem when I'm kicking the faces off otters, but it's all right for you to kill squirrels. That's fine.
Yeah.
One rule for one and one rule for another, isn't it?
They're in trees. I'm afraid so.
I stand in the middle of where. Well, I stand where I am, and I stand back 15 foot precisely. Yes, Ray, and you back. No, another foot. There we go. I am going to clear the area. Don't you worry, with a flourish. And I'm,
I've gone behind the nearest rock and I'm cowering.
Yeah, I'm casting it only at level one though.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't need to roll for it because it's a. Yeah, so the blast of lightning comes out as it normally would, but obviously nothing is in range. And wind sort of blows around you, and all of the leaves on the ground, anything that's loose, as you say, poo, acorns, a little squirrel was kind of holding on to a tree root, like trying to stop from getting blown away. as all the leaves like blow everywhere.
So before we do, can we confirm how many squirrels were harmed in the making of this podcast?
Zero.
Three.
Well, they weren't harmed. This one was, they're just holding on. They've not been hurt
it's
yet.
It's like being on one of those air tubes. No, it's like being on one of those air tube rides. They're just having a great time.
A dislocated arm from trying to hold on to the...
You've not gone and checked, so you don't know.
They're probably fine.
Yeah, probably fine.
No, but you know, you're the DM.
Yeah, but you don't.
Dave, we could have Peter, P-E-T-A on our backs.
What's on the animals?
Yeah, what's on the animals? We could have P-E-T-A Peter on our backs if we don't confirm to people we have not harmed any squirrels.
So I don't know how you, I don't know if you know how this works, Neil.
Yeah.
But this is make-believe and these squirrels don't exist.
Right, okay, so it's all right then, is it, if they don't exist, Dave? It's all right. The animals don't matter. Let's start doing makeup tests. And shampoo, let's start rubbing into the... Let's do that to the made-up animals, the imaginary animals.
Ray matters.
Yeah, but Ray's existed for more than the 5 minutes since we started this conversation.
I think you've shown yourself up. I think you've shown the kind of man you are right now, Dave. Move on.
I would just like to know
if the poo hit Ronson in the face.
I imagine it will have done. I'm surprised he's rolling for it.
I rolled a one, so unfortunately, no, it doesn't. It misses it.
And as we know, for a poo, we need a two.
Absolutely.
For goodness' sake.
So, for 15-foot cube around where Tok is standing, the leaves have been cleared. You do see a trap that's kind of sprung itself. You see one there and kind of one a bit behind you. But you can see 15 feet in front. You can see a clear path.
Yeah.
Well, we go sauntering down then.
I'm moving forwards. Told you it would work. On we go.
Information, like a military wizard of the Oz.
So that's
always
10
foot behind.
Are you continuing past the path you've made, or what are you doing?
Carefully.
How big is the clearing? Is it bigger than 15 feet?
Yeah, you've probably got another 30 feet to get through.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'll do the mold earth in front of us to make sure that we don't set anything off.
Yeah, but mine was more spectacular than yours.
Oh, so you want to do it again?
I mean, not really, no.
Good. I'm glad you're thinking of the squirrels now.
for the sake of finishing
tonight, can we just assume that we just...
Yeah, so I've moulded the earth, but I've done it gently, Dave, to make sure I don't hurt any kind of wildlife.
Yeah, so as bits of the earth start to move, you do see little squirrels scamper away and
into the traps.
and as they're scampering away, they give me a little nod. They look at me, give me a little like thank you, you're one of us.
Aren't you the cunt that killed that otter?
Yeah, they don't care.
Although I just checking. Okay, looking at Tok's passive perception, as she looks back. In the clearing she's made, she does see that the thunder wave she used knocked a load of acorns out of a nearby tree. So any of the squirrels that were at risk of being blown away have got a feast of acorns. So they are also happy and fine. All the squirrels are okay.
You can thank me later.
So you walk, you continue through the clearing, through the woods. Ronson's moulding earth as you go. Just, you know, like if you've ever been in the local woods and kids have been there digging up the path to make jumps for their BMXs. It looks like that, where Ronson's like made it all.
Looks like the 80s. Most of the kids in the woods by me are just in there looking at porn and doing heroin.
Well, we don't have heroin here. Oh. We don't have BMXs either, but...
Not a nice thing to say about Vic, is it? We don't have a heroine here. She's a fantastic heroine in the show.
Ah, look at that.
Lost it. I've lost it already. We're only 15 minutes in.
I'm going for an all-time record today, Dave.
You keep travelling for another half hour, 45 minutes or so, and you eventually come out to leave the woods, and you can see that the Nightingale is circling a building probably about half a mile sort of down the road.
Well, fantastic. Half a mile down the road's not far. Let's get a jog on.
And as we're going, can we sing, he's on down the road. Yeah, come on, he's on down the road.
I pull out my lute and I just keep playing along while he's singing. Yes, we're singing. I'm running.
Don't you care nothing that might be a load. Come on.
Remember, he's on down the road. You don't have your special lute of illusions that when you play it, it generates illusions with you regardless, and that's a free, happens. So,
but I thought that was only once a day.
No. The charm person part of it is once a day. This loop, whenever you play it, generates illusions to go with the music.
There you go. So conjure up a Diana Ross to ease on down the road with us, and a Michael Jackson. No, forget about that one.
I hope one of these illusions doesn't grow up to be a paedophile. That'd be awful.
Right, actually, my illusions are of Diana Ross, and all just these fabulous sparkles just going down the road, and it's just beautiful. If someone saw us from like a hill way over there, they would be in awe. They would be in awe. They would drop what they were doing.
Somewhere down the path, there's just Nightingale checking his watch. Where the fuck are they?
Come in. Down the road.
So as you get closer, you do see that this building, the Nightingale circling, appears to be a church. That has definitely seen better days. The spire lays on the ground, having smashed into the outbuilding next to the main church.
I mean, it doesn't look too scary. Off we go in.
Yeah, there's nothing scary about this. I'm up for wandering in.
Seems absolutely fine.
Nothing to worry about here. Yeah, I just walk in and... just kind of into the middle of those three trees on the path. No, I'm going in that side. I'm going in the side, yeah. So I'm into the side of the church in the graveyard and, just having a look around all the old gravestones. No, I'm not going into the church yet. Do not put me inside. I'm outside and I'm doing a perception check.
Okay.
While this is going on, I say to Ray, what I want you to do is stay here by the fence, far away from your Uncle Porky and his evil axe. Just stand guard for us, mate. Thank you.
And I'm still singing songs from The Wiz.
It's 12 plus 2, so a 14.
So it doesn't take a lot to notice that these gravestones are blank. And the one nearest to you, which has fallen down, has fallen down because it was never dug into the ground to start with. It was literally just stood there.
I just grab my dagger out and I start to carve Ronson's name in there.
Well, I was about to say, how many gravestones are there? Just three. And a little one. And a small little one.
No, they're you can see them, Neil. I don't need to tell you this. There are eight.
Well, anyway.
I was looking at Discord, sorry.
I start to carve Ronson's name in, just humming to myself. Damn motherfucker, damn motherfucker, damn motherfucker, damn.
Then what I do is, once she's done that and she's moved away, I go over there and above it write talk for, above it, Ronson, and then I put a love heart around it.
Always ruins my fun.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Have you got pebbles with you?
I do have Pebbles with me.
Good. Make sure you bring her in.
Pebbles is having a great time.
Good, good, good.
Where's the cat come from? Didn't we lose that ages ago?
No.
Mm-hmm. Was it in prison with us?
It was outside the prison.
Thought we got rid of it.
Pebbles is a group. It's grouped with Tok, so where Tok goes, Pebbles goes.
Yeah.
Pebbles is gonna die.
I just start to carve poor guy's name into the gravestone.
I'm just saying that if I use this cursed axe, it ain't my fault if Pebbles is near me. Maybe leave Pebbles outside with Ray.
Yeah, we probably need to have a kind of a priority list or an order for which adventurers will die first if Hawkeye goes mad.
It's so Pebbles, random. It's random who he attacks.
Well, did you know that...
Always grab Pebbles and throw it in front. Like, if he was about to attack Vic, I could catapult Pebbles...
Did you know that the otters are vaguely football shaped, easy to drop kick into situations?
Yeah, to be fair, that'll probably be easier.
Which is why Ray is staying outside by the fence, far, far out of the radius of my evil axe.
Anyway, I'm done carving things.
Good. So there's basically a staircase. Is that what we're saying?
I don't think I ever said that.
You didn't say anything about a staircase.
I am happy to poke my head through the window and have a little look in the church.
Yeah, so there's this hole in the side of the church. And obviously you've got the tower that's fallen down. So you're taking a look inside?
Yeah, I'll poke my head in. I'll have a little look.
Ooh.
So you can see there is basically in that room loads of wreckage where the clock tower has smashed, or the bell tower has smashed through. Just some bits of furniture, etc.
Is there anybody in here?
You hear no response.
Elfie.
Somebody just talked and said there was no response. Is that you? Who is it? Hello?
Am I going to have to not talk? Unless,
I barge make it difficult. Past. Rolton, hand on chest, pushing him into the wall, looking at him, and then just marching in past him.
Be careful in there, Tok. I heard somebody shout back. There was no response.
Okay, is that door locked in front of me?
No, it's kind of fallen down. So you can.
I'm doing a perception check inside the church. So if I find out, I can get it before Vic can. Because I know what she's like.
Okay.
No, investigation, sorry, not perception, investigation. Sorry, I was waiting for permission, Dave. Sorry,
You don't have to ask me.
Sorry, I was waiting for permission. Investigation. 24.
Wah.
Come on. There are any paperweights in there.
Come on.
So you look around, and there's nothing that you wouldn't expect from a church. There's obviously the pews, there's cups, there's candles.
What, again? We've already seen some outside.
And there are also a number of books stacked on the unit, which I'm just going to move you in front of, over here.
Bibles, by any chance?
Do you want to look at them?
Yeah, well, yeah, why not? Is there a paperweight? Because I am on the lookout for paperweights, because I can then sell them to Shitey.
Well, there's the cups and the candlesticks.
They're not paperweights.
No paperweights.
Well, they could be used as... paperweights.
They're not paperweights, though, are they, Dave?
Most things that are heavier than paper can be used as a paperweight.
Yes. No, I mean a proper paperweight, an official, you know, it was designed to be a paperweight.
Well, this book might be useful as a paperweight. Because when you look at this book, there's no title on it. And as you flick through, there's no words printed in it. It is entirely blank.
Ooh.
It's entitled The Wit and Wisdom of Graham Linehan. Hey, satire. Love it.
Satire.
I'm hoping that in 6 months' time when this podcast comes out, that
he's
man
dead.
Is...
Me too.
Well,
whoa, where are we going here? Have you just publicly declared there that you're going to try and assassinate Graham Linehan, Dave?
No, I think Shitey has.
I
hope that man's... presence has been wiped from the internet and no one knows who he is. It was Shitey that went a little bit more extreme.
Well, I'm just saying, not saying I'd kill him. I'm just saying that I wouldn't stop anybody else killing him.
Look, this is what I'm thinking.
Edit point?
If he is assassinated, that means this podcast will be heard in court and that'll be our biggest audience yet.
Yeah, true.
Patreon.com, Dungeons and D-Heads, everybody. Jury, get on there now. I know you've got your phones. You're not meant to have them, but you've got them in your pocket, haven't you? Get on Patreon.
It will be updated a lot because that will act as an alibi for when that weird shoe-faced pastor for one nonce is dead. Yo, it's your boy Shitehawk, the star frankly, of the podcast you're listening to now, Dungeons and Dickheads. But if you go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddheads, that's the word and D-heads, not dickheads, D-heads, you can see the wealth of stuff we are offering to you. Not loads of crap that you're never going to get through, just story specific and fun stuff in nice little snippets. So come just give us some money. Give us some money. A little bit of money. Just a little bit. Please. Please. We'll give you free stuff. Like Dave's diary. Early podcasts. Shout outs. Fun little deleted scenes. Exclusive character chat. And discounts on merch. Can't forget that. You love our merch. You love it. Go to patreon.com/dungeonsandheads or just click the little link that's in this podcast description and all good. All good indeed. Okay, thank you. Bye.
The book is completely blank. What are you doing now?
I'd like to go look at the big altar at the top. Please.
Okie dokie.
Has anyone got detect magic?
And while Vic's doing that, no. Can I get lemon juice
plus
and rub lemon juice on the books? Because that reveals hidden ink. Invisible ink, doesn't it? I think lemons.
Where are you getting the lemons from?
Shop.
Where's the nearest shop?
I don't know. You're the DM. You tell me.
I mean, you've been walking for about an hour and 45 minutes since the last time you saw the shop.
I mean, I could walk back if these two want to hang around.
Maybe there's a lemon tree outside. Go and have a look.
Maybe it could be a lemon tree. Come on, work with me here, Dave. Work with me.
Well, there's no lemons on these trees. They look pretty dead to me.
Oh, right.
So unfortunately, you don't have any lemons. Vic, what was your roll?
17.
So you're looking at the altar and you notice the candles are brand new. They have never been burnt.
I light them.
Okay. They burn like a candle.
I'll stay out here with Scooby-Doo and lean on the bookshelf and hope for the best.
Is there anything else?
I will take these books and I'll do that thing where you get the side of an HB pencil and I just rub it along to see if there's any imprint in the book to reveal anything that's been...
There is no imprint. However, on one of the books, presumably you're doing this multiple.
I'm going to have to stop you again, Dave. I do apologise. So I don't have any lemons on me, but I do have an HB pencil.
You have the equivalent of a pencil. You've got like a quill or something.
That's ink. I need lead.
Well, you've got something that you can rub over to see. Like, if I do this for everything, we're never going to get anywhere. Right?
Look, Ronson, come here.
Yes.
I take a candlestick over to the book and I lift one of the pages and I try and heat the page up to see if anything appears.
Oh, yes.
So, nothing appears, but when you pick up one of the books and flick through it to heat it, a note does fall out.
I grab it and read it. It's mine. Get away, Ronson.
So
I'll allow it.
In a large handwriting, it says, "Dear C, there is something afoot. The Goblin coup is gaining momentum after the death of the king. I have moved the guild's coin somewhere safe so they can't reach it. It is more important than any of us realised. Not even the prince knows what it really is. And it's signed L."
CL. We've got to remember all the characters now.
While this is all going on and they're fanning about in the church, can I go and have a look in that little building?
Yeah. Let me take the fog away. The little building appears to be a little building. They're just sort of old bits of equipment and old some furniture in there. Can you give me a perception check, though, please, Bookeye?
Yes, yes, I can. I'm doing it now. Now that that attack has broken down. Perception. There we go. 25. Bestow upon me all the secrets.
So, with your expert knowledge of stonework, you can tell there's something wrong with this building and the main church. This hasn't been built to last. This building, both of them have been cobbled together very quickly. It certainly wasn't a proper set of builders putting this together.
Are there any paperweights in here?
There's some rocks.
Oh, I don't care.
Not paperweights.
Can we confirm I've got 5 paperweights so far? I think I have from memory.
I think so. I haven't written them all down.
That could be like a Patreon exclusive. You could show his collection.
There is a reason I'm doing this. Just mental note, Dave. I've got about 5.
Okay.
I'll rejoin the others then if there's nothing to be found in this little hut.
So what did the note say again? Remind me, please.
It basically says it's written to a person called C. It says there's something afoot. The goblin coup is gaining momentum after the death of the king. I have moved the guild's coin somewhere safe so they can't reach it. It is more important than any of us realised. Not even the prince knows what it really is. And it's signed L.
That made no sense to me really at all. Have we been in where there's them bedrooms? Why are the bedrooms in a church? Oh, for the choir boys.
No. No.
Shall we go have a look at the bedroom? I'm going to have a little
one nonce joke. That's our quota.
Do I need to do an investigation?
You did a pretty good one before, didn't you? So we'll stick with that. So you have a look. The room is covered in dust. The beds are just freshly made. Hasn't been used for a while. In the drawer, you do find a notebook. On that notebook is a list of materials and items, things written down such as pews, cups, candles, and they're all crossed off.
Yeah.
The next item on the list that hasn't been crossed off says engraved tombstones.
Oh, well, we've done that. Toc's done that already then.
Cross that off,
Cross it off.
Okay, so you cross it off for whoever wrote this book.
So pubes had been crossed off, he said.
Pews. Seats in the church.
Views.
The long seats.
So, engrave. We could go engrave them, but I don't see how that's going to...
We already have.
Do all. Well, I guess Vic's already defaced one of them, so... And there's nothing else, I'm presuming you would have told us, so there's nothing else in there of...
No.
Worth mentioning.
So in the main room, we've obviously got the staircase, you're not investigated yet. Other than that, it's just the pews, as I mentioned, and the books.
And we've done a proper look around the exterior of the church, have we?
Not really, but there wasn't... You did a brief check when you looked outside. Paul Kai did a proper, a decent enough look when he was just investigating.
So basically, there's nothing else to be found here. And we've got a note.
Well, you've not gone upstairs yet.
I'll head upstairs.
Oh, the stairs. All right, well, let's go upstairs then.
Yeah, you see you see these things that look like steps?
Yeah, those ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're steps.
I'll follow him.
Right, okay.
Go easy. How many episodes was it? 5 episodes until you realised we had a map.
I'm on the roof now.
Yeah, so you two are on the ground floor.
I'm following him. I'd
have a look upstairs.
Okay. All right. So you head upstairs and you see the mess and the wreckage from where the giant bell, not you, Neil, has fallen into the room.
Can I go up and tap the bell, please? Sorry.
I was about to say, if I tap the bell, will it count as an attack and I'll have to get the bastard axe out?
No, you can tap the bell.
That's just happened. That's it. Toc.
That's a trap.
Toc, tap the bell on its end. Yes, there it is. End. Tap the bell end. That's it. That's correct.
It barely makes a sound. Although it looks silver, this is nowhere near. This is nowhere near as valuable, or yeah, it's pretty much a fake bell.
Is it pewter?
I don't know what its name is. No. You just got pork eyed.
It appears to just be made from any sort of random metal. You can actually tell where it's been like grafted together. It looks good from a distance, but close up,
it's... Is it maybe you need to pound that bell end a little bit harder. Could you pound the bell end harder, please?
I think that's more up your street, Ronson. Why don't you come and pound this bell end?
You do, however, notice an inscription that runs around
the rim of the bell end.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
I would like to read the rim of the bell end, please.
It says, "To find us, you must continue your search to far beneath this decoy church. To succeed where others fail, play the notes of the nightingale.
If a nightingale Ooh. Could sing like you..."
Is there a piano anywhere? Do.
No.
Damn.
An organ?
Well, it's a bell end, so there could be an organ attached to it.
Oh, God.
Hello there. DM Dave here. Are you a DM looking for an easier virtual tabletop, or VTT? Tabletop, that's TABYLTOP, is a virtual tabletop designed around reducing DM burden and improving player immersion. How is this possible, you say? From loading and automatically sizing maps, dragging and dropping tokens, and preloading thousands of monster stat blocks, every feature added is meant to reduce the complexity of the VTT experience. You can even copy and paste plain text versions of your favourite monsters and character sheets, and the auto magic formatting will convert it all into dice strings, rollable with a single click. No spreadsheets, no Windows 98 user interface, no programming, and no fuss. The perks of using Tabletop don't stop there though. Having your VTT, audio, and video all in one tab will save you the trouble of clicking back and forth, and save your notepads for doodling, because the built-in transcription feature generates session notes trained on your players, your artifacts, and your world. These days, time is a resource more precious than gold. Don't spend yours fighting with your virtual tabletop. Visit tabletop.com, that's table with a Y, and join the alpha testing to start your own campaign totally free. DM Dave out.
Right, I pull out my lute and I start singing. Nightingale, sing us a song of a love that once belonged. Nightingale, tell me your tale of a love that once belonged.
I do apologise, Tok. I couldn't accompany you on that one because I didn't know it.
So, with that, you hear a rumbling coming from outside of the church. Porkai, again, just with your knowledge of stuff, stonework, you expect it's come from the small building you were in a short time ago.
I heard a rumbling, everybody. I expect it came from that small building where I rolled a 25 and apparently didn't notice something hidden in there that's just been activated.
I run to the rumbling in the small thing.
So where there was floor, there is no longer floor.
Even though that bit of the floor was clearly fake when I was in there rolling a 25. Let's go down the stairs. I'll lead. I've got dark vision.
I also have that. I'm going down. Ronson. Okay. Hold Porky's hand.
Yeah, I'll go down, I suppose.
So, you go down. I just need to remove Ray, because he's not there.
He's not there.
You head down several flights of stairs into dimly lit, but most of you have got dark vision, tunnels. You can, from what you can see ahead of you, it does look like they're not in the best of repair. There is rubble everywhere. Some of the flooring is better than the rest of it. You can currently see straight down as sort of as far as your dark vision will allow, but you do see there's an offshoot sort of to the right, further ahead of you.
I dash down Straight down. Come in.
Head to the crossroads.
Going to the crossroads.
Okay.
Meet you at the crossroads. No. Crossroads.
So as you peer down here, you indeed see there's another room. Again, the door's off its hinges. Just, it's old.
I ignore the first room and I head straight down.
So you're continuing down here?
Yeah.
Go on, I'll go into the first room then while Vic's moving down.
What do so I see in front of me? Yeah.
So in front of you, there is, it's like a stone bust of a lady. A lot of, waist upwards, no arms.
I walk up to the lady and I lean against her, accidentally slipping my hand onto a boob.
As you do so,
you notice... The passage opens.
It does not. Oh. You notice that there are parts of armour on there. There's like scraps of material where it's decayed over the years, but the metal parts of the armour are still on this stone bust.
Wearable?
Not really, no. You could, but they wouldn't do a lot.
Does it look lifelike?
As much as a woman without legs, arms, or visible facial features can be, yes.
Fantastic. Do I recognise the statue?
No, think of a mannequin. It's a facsimile to display the armour more than anything else.
I try and take off any helmet that they're wearing and try and balance it on one of my horns.
So it's just sort of shoulder armoured downwards.
Oh, is it shoulder
armoured? You can try and do that, and you can kind of like strap it on if you want. It won't offer you any protection, but it might make you feel cool.
Bloody hell! I'm going to do that, and I'm going to run back into.
We've had a bloody bell end, a bust, and now we've got a strap on. Calm down. It's filthy as this episode.
I'm taking my lead from my players.
Strap on that armour and I run back into Ronson. I was like, Ronson! And I just do a big twirl in front of him and I look at me, look what I found.
Yes, very nice, very, very shiny. But I imagine there'll be some kind of bounty in this room for me.
Oh, well, I'd like to do the investigation check and help you then.
No, it's fine, I'll do it, don't worry. Investigation check.
I rolled it.
Vic's cheating.
You can both look.
I'm doing it. Yeah, but I did it first. And I've got a 18.
Oh, well, I got a 14, so.
Okay. So as you look around, you see like these caskets and chests and like there are teeth marks in some of them. Like they've been chewed. Looks like it was probably a little while ago. In the back corner of this casket at the back here, you do find a small gem. It could be a paperweight if you want to be.
It's not a paperweight.
Attached to it is a bit of paper, a note, which says, "Stolen from the guild by Arcalis, this treasure is a reminder of why the Nightingales are needed."
Okay. So I talk. I would like you to have this. It's a lovely gemstone. And I would like to give you it as a thank you for your friendship and your companionship. And, you know, are you the best looking tiefling in the world? No, but, you know, I like you anyway.
How big is this gem, Dave?
Sort of palm of your hand.
That's a big
I take
one.
It.
It could
fit up an arsehole.
Yeah. I was actually going to take it and swallow it.
And you can try.
Why are we going through customs?
Yeah. It's like, oh, look, shiny. And I just eat it.
Okay, give me a constitution check.
It's an 18 plus, where's my constitution? Is that just 18, isn't it?
Do it as a saving throw.
18.
Cool.
I've been more worried about the roll you're going to have to do in a few hours.
In, talk. What a wonderful thing for you to do, to take my gift and to swallow it into your soul so it's close to your heart. Thank you. It's very romantic.
I just stand there trying to pick my teeth.
So you do manage to gulp this thing down. It's pretty it's pretty tough, Billis, but you've committed now.
That is going to tear you apart in 2 hours.
Okay. Porky, what are you doing?
I'll come down and then sort of... I'll keep going down that path, actually. I'll keep going to the right.
Okay, so as you continue, there's sort of this muddy path here, with part finished, and you push your way through some of the rubble, and you're it opens up into another room, where I just need to move the right set of fog. I can lose all of that now. And there's just another set of chests and caskets.
I'll start opening chests.
Okay, there's not an awful lot of interest in here. It's either already been looted or chewed on. But you do find a scrap of leather. Perhaps it came from armour or something like that, which is just marked with the Nightingale symbol that you've seen on various notes, etc. by now.
I'm going to keep hold of that. I'm going to pocket that particular thing. Okay. What about the caskets?
So, say they're mostly empty. There's bits of bone, bits of previous inhabitants in there that have been nibbled on by rats and all sorts. Nothing of note.
Okay. I'll keep going south then.
As you do, you sort of have to climb over some of this rock, and you do see a tunnel leading out to the east.
And I'll keep going south then.
You continue down, and there's more sort of wreckage, doors, etc. But there is a small little unit on the bottom wall.
And I'll investigate that unit, please.
There is a pile of papers on there. The first one has a list of names. It starts with Crispin, human, clever, bit boring, crossed out. Legolas, elf, decent archer, too vain, crossed out. Tok, tiefling, ex-guild, tendency to sing, not crossed out. Zavitra, dragonborn, hot-tempered, once burnt an entire field of crops by mistake, crossed out. That is on the first page.
My God, Tok! This person's you're got not, the same name as you! Here.
You're not there!
You can't hear this. I will bring you this
there.
Information.
I crept around the back for the purpose of that joke.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I'm not near you. I didn't follow.
Anything on the other papers?
Yes. So on the second page is a note written in the same writing as the first. She's left the guild, but is a good candidate. Honourable, good with illusions, lots of potential. L. Under it, in different writing, it says, I'll do some observation, get her on some jobs, and go from there. C. And then finally, back to the first hand writing. This is like an ancient MSN conversation you're reading.
ASL.
Yeah. It says, don't push her too hard on day one. That giant was never the same after we had to stitch them back together. It'll be good to see her again, though. She would certainly give the prince a run for his money, and that again is signed L.
All right. I'll scamper back with this list of names and say, Doc, do you know any of these people by any chance? You seem to be on a list. And not the same list that Ronson's on.
What does it say? What? Just a name? I grab the paper off you and try and read it.
Quentin, Legoland, Tok.
Zavitra.
Oh. Thank you. What does it mean? They've been watching me, and I start kind of looking around to see if there's anyone near me. Doing another, I'm guessing, perception check?
Correct.
So 16 plus, where's my perception? A 2. So an 18 again.
So you do feel someone watching you. However, it is Ronson who has been watching you for the past 8 months.
Of course it is.
Oh, well, and I just run off around the corner.
Okay, bye.
This way?
This way. Yeah.
So you run past where the mannequin was and you sort of head down some stairs.
Okay.
So, because I've confused it by moving stuff, so you've done the room on the far right, we've done the one on the left, there's this one in the middle we haven't looked in yet, and Tox looked at the mannequin.
I'm going to continue down the stairs if no one else is going. I'm going. I'm continuing around that corner. Yeah.
I'll toggle along and all.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come along. I might as well for shits and giggles.
All right. Yeah. I'll go right, please.
This way.
Right. At my right. Yeah, there.
This way.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. So as you walk in, again, you see some little caskets on the floor.
I boot one open.
In there, you find a conch shell. You know, like the spiral ones you get on the beach.
Yes.
Sort of a lot of the flies. Yeah. Again, with it is a note that reads, "The first shell used by our founders to," but then it's all ripped up. But you can then read the last bit, which says, "Messages across the forest."
I put it to my ear. I'm like, ooh. And what do I hear?
You hear the blood rushing through your skull.
Anything else in the chest?
There is not.
No. I mean, I don't really know what to make of it.
Shell.
I mean, I don't really know what to make of it. Can I blow the shell?
You can.
I try.
So as you do, a noise not very similar to the call of the nightingale you heard earlier booms out of the other end of the shell and sort of echoes throughout the chamber.
Oh, fancy. Does anything happen?
Not that you can tell.
Fantastic. It's like, well, that was very nice. Did you like that, Porky?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you watching the football?
No, it's half time.
Okay. Well, I mean, if there's nothing else in the room, nothing left in there, I'm going to continue down the corridor. I'm liking finding all this stuff. I'm feeling very, I don't know, decked out. I've got a gem inside me. I've got some cool armor on. I've got a shell in my hand. Fantastic.
You pounded a rebel end.
I'm definitely not saying that, but yeah.
Oh, just so everybody knows, there's a way out to the other side where I've just been investigating. Just so we all know, just for later if it comes up.
Mm.
So you walk into this room, it's far bigger than the rest. There are 4 alcoves on either side of the room, and in the middle is a large pedestal.
I'm going to go stand. And jump onto the pedestal with a flourish.
Acrobatics, it's exciting.
Please. Okay. Wow.
Every time.
All right.
I think we've established, she can do this.
24.
Yeah, this is the best jump you've ever done.
Fantastic. And I just stand there with my hands on my hips. And I'm like, this is great. Just start to look around to see if there's anything I can see in the room.
So from where you know, the additional height you've gained, you do see sort of in these alcoves, there are sort of plain bits of stone on the wall, but then underneath each one of them is a circle, which a golden circle, which seems to have writing in each one of them.
Can I see the writing from where I am, or will I need to walk up to
You'd
it?
You'd need to walk over to them.
I will check all of them.
Okay, one at a time. Which one do you want to do first?
I'll go to, if you're looking at our map, the bottom right one. If you're looking at this the one. Map. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go with my right then. Yep.
I it's really difficult. It's all backwards.
I know.
So, this one says, "Offer me the symbol of our pact."
Right. Mm. Next one, please.
You're on your own, Vic. You're on your own.
Oops, we're moving the entire dungeon. This one reads, offer me the voice of the Watchman.
I put my shell on it.
Greg Alan Moore?
Yeah, he's not here. As you do, the circle lights up and the text appears on the stone wall in front of you. It says, remaining hidden, graceful and swift, our powerful voices echo above the rest.
Guys, have you seen this? Shouting at Tok and Ronson. Tok and Ronson? Ronson and Porky.
No, what is it?
Come here.
Explain.
Well, you know,
just
I found
tell
that,
me from a distance.
You know, I found that shell.
Whoa! Ronson, are you okay?
You know, the conch.
Yeah. I put it on this, and it did something. Like, I think... I think it's like a puzzle. We've got to match the symbols to some stuff down here. Something about a pact.
Better get thinking then, hadn't you?
Well, yeah, three heads are better than one, though, love ya.
Depends on the heads.
Yeah. So what do you have to do? Can you explain it to me in great detail?
Well, I don't know yet. I've only read two. But the first one said, offer me something about a pact.
The symbol
and
of
then
our
this
pact.
One, a symbol of the pact. And then this one said something about voices. And I know that had a nice noise to the shell, so I put it on it and it lit up.
Well,
very nice.
Here's where you're in luck, because when I was investigating and knowing something would come up, I found this piece of leather with the symbol of the nightingales. I'll pop it on there.
Okay, as you do, the again, text appears on the stone in front of you. It says, we are honour. We are the nightingales.
Ooh, what does the next one say? This is fun.
Why do they sound like an American high school cheerleading team?
Maybe they are.
Or a barbershop quartet.
The next one says, offer me the garb of the enforcers.
Oh, that's your...
That's your stolen leather.
I think so. I take a bit of my shoulder pad off and I just put it down, looking a bit sad that I'm having to take it off because I thought it was really fancy, but I put a piece on there.
So as you do, the text reads, hidden in the shadows, we protect the sanctity of the Thief's Guild.
Ooh.
Looks like Team Rocket's blasting off again.
So this one reads, offer me the treasure of the first traitor.
I kind of look down, holding my belly, and I'm like, oh no, oh no.
Can we flash forward a few hours, Dave?
I kind of look to the guys, and I throw myself on it instead and see if that works.
So as you do, it takes a few seconds.
It doesn't, Dave. Don't let it get away with that easily. She swallowed it, Dave. Make a way.
It takes a few seconds, but the writing appears on the wall. It says, even thieves need someone to keep them honest to their values. As all of these appear, just as a reminder, so it's even thieves need someone to keep them honest to their values. Hidden in the shadows, we protect the sanctity of the Thieves Guild. Remaining hidden, graceful and swift, but our powerful voices echo above the rest. We are on life. We are the nightingales. As you do this, you hear the call of the nightingale again, as the bird you saw earlier sweeps into the chamber, circles round the pedestal, before flying at Tok, crashing into her, but rather than any impact, disappears in a flash of silver. And Tok, you find yourself decked out in a set of silver-trimmed leather armour.
Oh, I am fabulous. Look at me.
Right then, Vermilion here. Got some admin to get out of the way. This tale of adventuring and asking about was devised by DM Dave. You can find him at twitch.tv/lonelygod182. Tok was played by Vic. She's at twitch.tv/bowiehair. Neil played Ronson, and he streams at twitch.tv/bite my thumb.
Finally, Porky was played by Shitehawk. You can catch his streams, including live recordings of Dungeons and Dickheads, at twitch.tv/Shitehawk. That's Shite with a Y. And of course, the whole lot was abridged by Stephen Rankin. And what a fine job he did too. Until next time, Dickheads!